This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The U.S. senators from Colorado voted along party lines on whether to start debate on a Republican police reform bill today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the procedural vote failed.
Republican Cory Gardner says it's shameful that partisan loyalists blocked advancement of the bill. In a statement, he called the bill a serious and substantive proposal at a time when there's nationwide discussions about police reform and equality. But Democrats who blocked the measure, like Michael Bennett, say the proposal is insufficient and inadequate. A number of civil rights groups, including the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, called on senators to block the GOP bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver police seized more than 2,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a truck during a traffic stop earlier this week. Officials say the packaged fireworks were commercial grade, with local and federal rules deeming the load as hazardous waste when not properly stored. Police say the suspect also distributed fireworks out of his home. He was ticketed and his truck was impounded. And the RTD commuter rail line from Denver to North Glen and Thornton debuts September 21st. The inline has been delayed for years. The agency will have some difficulty funding the new line, given projected losses of more than $1 billion through 2026 because of the pandemic. 88 degrees, skies are partly cloudy in Denver, 77 partly cloudy in Vail, 93 and sunny for Pueblo. This is CPR News.